the former president. A sheriff's deputy and a Syracuse, New York police officer are dead, shot by a suspect who was also fatally shot last night in the Syracuse suburb of Liverpool. On Wall Street, the Dow up 137 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet, storm-free pattern continues for now, and so do the above-normal temperatures, with lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s today, increasing clouds mild tonight, low 58. Tomorrow's high 86, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. On Wednesday, we have a weak front approaching, but right now it looks like a dry front. We'll say mostly cloudy, high 83, and back to the mid-80s on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
Jewish synagogues here in Alabama are on high alert after recent drone attacks from Iran against Israel. The Secure Community Network tells 1819 News that Jewish communities throughout Alabama and across North America are being placed on high vigilance and asked to review all of their security protocols. Wyatt Ronan is with SCN and says it's still important for the Jewish communities to continue their weekly services in whatever area they are located and to not allow for the spread of fear to win. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
The Archdiocese in Mobile is confirming that a Catholic priest has been arrested. 73-year-old David Tokars is being charged with sexual misconduct and harassment. Tokars has been released on bail as of this past Sunday. The charges against Tokars was filed by an adult woman. The Archdiocese told WKRG News that all questions will be directed to Tokars' attorney, and the Archdiocese is also asking for prayer for all of those affected by the situation. Well, this coming Tuesday, there will be many runoff races held in dozens of counties here in Alabama. The biggest race so far is for the newly redrawn 2nd Congressional District, and the runoff races will occur within the Democratic and Republican parties to select their next candidate. If you want to know what kind of runoff race is happening in your county, go to sos.alabama.gov. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get out to your phone calls. We'll finish up on, maybe we'll finish up in a minute. Joe, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your patience.
My grandparents had passed down a story concerning sharecropping after the Civil War.
Yes, sir.
My great grandfather, he was a plantation owner over in Albany, and they elevated the landowners to officership during the Civil War. So he was an officer during the Civil War. My great grandfather, who was his son, he turned 18 in 65, and he did his will service or whatever over at Anderson, the prison camp.
Okay.
And when the war was over, evidently the federal government must have confiscated the land of officers or something because the plantation was gone.
Well, they raised the taxes to astronomical amounts. And yeah.
But my great-grandfather ended up sharecropping on the land they used to own.
That he used to own.
Mm.
Yeah.
Joe?
Just a little historical.
That's what, a little bit of history that somehow doesn't make it in the books.
Yeah.
Man.
Joe, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Scott, that's a true thing. You know, a lot of people who were, quote-unquote, plantation owners lost tremendous amounts of their land. And I'm familiar with the story of where they lost possibly a few thousand acres because they said, we can't find the documents. Not oh, really?
True. Yeah.
That's really, really good. Mm-hmm. It's been in your family for all this time, but
magically
now the
it's gone.
Carpetbaggers, et cetera, the scallywags can't find the documents. So must be somebody else's. We'll just, it's not yours anymore. Huh. Oh, well, they deserved it. They were all terrible people. Terrible, terrible people. Move on. Craig, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Craig.
Here.
Craig, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
You hey, Craig, what's
air?
Up?
Not much. One of the reasons sharecropping is racist is because it's an election season and Biden's not doing good in the polls. Because so. We didn't hear it last year.
Yeah, everything will be racist all the way till early November.
And before Trump was born, Trump made people sharecrop, even though he wasn't born at that time. But that's okay because it's still his fault.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Trump is the guy who started sharecropping, and I think he may have started slavery.
I think he did. I read that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, talking do you realize if you get a refund back, if you get a refund, they add it to your earn next year, so you're taxed on it for earnings this year.
Really?
You're double taxed again. Yeah. If you say you get $300 back, next year they add that $300 to what you made.
But it, but that was part of your money that they took from you last year. Do they really do that?
Yes, sir. Ask my accountant. I remember him telling me, and I'm going, well, that's just nice. Because you always get that form. If you get a refund, you'll get a form saying you were refunded $360. This is for your taxes. So
bless
they get it all the way around. But again, you know, I'm a worker, so I pay for, you know, everybody else to sit at home. But be on the lookout for this, because I just heard it on another station talking about crime in San Francisco, people breaking in and stealing stuff out of cars. The report was, well, these gangs have been coming over for 4 or 5 years now. 4 or 5 years?
Oh, so yeah, the Central American, the cartel gangs. Yeah.
Oh, so you should be lucky they waited that long to steal things out of your car?
Well, they've been coming over for 4 or 5 years. That puts it back in the Trump time. See how they're rechanging the
wording? I see. These people
would have. So it's not
Trump let them come over.
Trump's fault, too. Yes, sir. Watch as they start changing the wording and moving the date.
Oh, my goodness. You're right about that, Craig. We ought to have a law, like call it Craig's Law or something.
Yeah, that would be good. Hey, if you get go look it up, see if you can find it in a book. I think y'all tried that before.
I think we have. Thanks, Craig.
Hi, buddy.
I did not know that about your taxes. If you get a refund, it's now on your income for this year. But it was tax money you paid last year.
You know what? I'm going to get donuts.
They're taxing on my. Are
okay,
you gonna get some?
I'm gonna have to get donuts
are
today
you going
because that is
during the show.
Well, maybe we'll DoorDash them because this is just more. And we need to have some help getting through this day.
Well, there are some people giving out some free stuff, right?
Well,
free stuff on tax day?
Yeah.
Let's see. The main one. Oh, wow. Now, this is a day. This is a day Sky would enjoy. I'm saying Sky just so I don't get myself in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Top two companies giving free stuff on tax day. Krispy Kreme and Hooters.
All right. What a combination.
Krispy Kreme and Hooters.
It doesn't sound like a terrible day.
Don't get those two confused in your order either. That won't go well.
I mean, you know, look, is it this point where you have somebody hand you your wings and you go, nobody knows, and you just, it feels better? Is that like how it goes?
I think at least one of those places could be guilty of false advertising.
Krispy Kreme isn't. Krispy Kreme always makes you happy.
Especially when it's hot now. The other place, never mind. I just don't. I've only been once, and the people on the commercials did not work there.
Scott?
I'm just saying as an observation.
Scott?
What? Let's go to Randall before this gets worse. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
How could it get worse? Who's the cream? What a dream. I mean, you can't get no better than that, baby. And before I even get to, what y'all talking about, because the main point, the reason I'm calling is I don't hear Allison. And I'm going to be straight up with you. What I said and did Friday was to open people's eyes. There's way more. This fight is way bigger than that. I wouldn't. If she is not coming back, you'll never hear Randall on the radio again. I can't. I go over the scenario in my head of how to beat these folks a million times a day. And there's a million ways we can do it. But there's not one way that Al's not involved. Not one way at all. And I'm telling y'all just right here. Ma'am, Scott, if I asked you right now, how many women do you think I've been with since I've been divorced? Been divorced by 8-9 years now. How many women do you think I've been with, Scott?
Oh, I'm thinking 800-900, Randall.
Not one. Not the first one. I mean, because, for two reasons. It was more than two reasons. But What we're doing here is way bigger than me. It's way bigger than this radio station. And why I'm starting to drop these things and why I had to do that Friday was to make people understand how ruthless these folks really are and what they use. And we got to start stepping out of our own perception and perceiving stuff in different ways. So our reality is what they see, that what they want us to see is not the same thing as what we are see, what we really are in. The perception is what they're giving us, and how we perceive it is up to us. And we make it our own reality, and we can change this crap. But I can't do it without her, period, in the store. And I won't, and I'm ready.
Without Allison?
I'm ready to go. Yes, and it can't be. And then now on to this other thing about the land. I'm going to tell you what's about to happen. You're going to hear the sharecropping arena like this. This is where they're going to start coming and giving you a chance to donate your stuff back. How I know this is coming, because I told y'all about numbers, and this is something y'all could do right quick, and it's pretty easy, and it's entertaining, too. The first time they call it, the song's called Break the Ice. I don't even think it's Britney Spears really doing it. I think it's AI. But Britney Spears is who they used to put this out there. It was released on March the 3rd, which is 3-3, which means 33, which is an amazing thing. And you go, that's the first time that they tell you about clones, really. And they the whole song was about you getting those clones. All right, so on to the land. They're about to make it change, and they're going to say Cowboys. You're going to find out Cowboys was a derogatory. They're going to make it racist. That cowhands were white people. Cowboys were black folks, and that we really was built off cowboys and slavery, and that cowboys worked the land, and that if you are not using your land and it's just sitting there, and they can prove that your family sharecropping, now you just sitting on it and you got one horse on it, and then and they're gonna give you a chance to donate it now in the future. They're gonna say, hey, you're gonna start seeing commercials, you want to donate your land. If you don't, your business have problems.
Who are we gonna donate the land to, Randall? To the government?
Yeah, you're going to donate to the government.
So they can use it fairly.
I don't know how it's going to be through privacy. I'm sure they're going to give you a federal document to do it. It's going to be through privateer, and they're going to say, oh, come on here and do it. We're going to start spreading the word of Jesus on this land. You know what I mean? That type of stuff. And that's the thing that Trump, y'all don't think Trump is the first person they done like this. This is the first person they really slapped me on with. But Jill Biden is the first lady that was ever paid through the whole time. She's been getting a check. Every other wife of a vice president or president, always they get a check here and there, but they've never been paid the whole term. She is the person running it. You're about to see that she's been playing, but she was they did her husband like this. They put that man in prison. They took his business away from him, all because he didn't pay taxes for a quarter. He was a quarter late, God.
Who was?
Jill's first husband, and they locked him up.
The one she didn't like. Yeah. Because she had to run off with Joe Biden.
Well, I mean, no, they put Jill is the person here. We've been looking at the wrong one, I think, the whole time. Because she's still getting paid. She ain't never quit getting paid. Every other wife has never been paid the whole time. It's almost like she's got a job somewhere. And she may do it. She may still teach and all that stuff and got plenty of time to do whatever she's doing. But I just don't know. And that stuff still goes on. I know a person right now in White City, and he don't like me too much. But the person, his cousin, this is the radio show right now. I know he is. But he right now leases land from a white man and races his cows on. And I ain't say he leased it. Like, he could say it could be a $200 cow, but he gives him the cow. That cow on paper is worth $3,000. See how they wash it and clean it. But anyway, they still do it up here in White City. That's crazy that it's called White City. It's a black man on white man. Like, no, I think I have to laugh about that. But Andre, I love you, man. You know, we got to get the truth out, brother. We got to. Right, everybody's going to hate me. And a feeling, that's what, you know, I talk about feelings a lot. Everybody's got to go through this. You're going to have to get pissed off. And I want you to be mad at me. I don't care. Because once I get all this articulated, we're all going to have a common enemy. And I can get it done in 8 years. In 8 years, we're all going to be fighting the same fight. I think we can do it. But it can't be done. I'll get your butt back on the rail, baby.
We'll get her back. We're going to send a special task force to get her back. Thanks, Randall.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Scott?
Ma'am?
What did you learn today? That we need Allison back.
We need Allison back. And we're sending a force, a task force, to
so
do that right now.
Do we need to send them to where she is with her husband because they went just for a quick business trip?
Don't we tell them people where they went?
I didn't tell them where
it
they went.
It is undercover.
But I know. It is. That's why I didn't say it out loud.
We're going to have to save her.
Okay.
So she can be aggressively helpful back here.
She's already been aggressively helpful today.
This morning, already.
She's not even here.
Let's see. Red Top, we don't have enough time for him. Professor Byron Democritus.
Oh, I can't
he'll
wait.
Be up on the other side.
Okay.
You had a little, what was a little Klaus Schwab news?
That he's gravely ill.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go do a little research. I don't know. I think this is.
Those guys live forever because they have like a deal with the devil.
I don't know.
Probably.
Thought he would have been gone by now.
We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report, before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house. And to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ertis.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Montgomery's favorite Italian restaurant is looking for a few great people. If you like to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, this may be for you. Zaza is hiring all positions, front of the house and back of the house. You can expect competitive pay and to be treated like family. Apply online at ZazaSeriousItalian.com or in person at 130 Commerce Street, Tuesday through Friday between 3 and 5. Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison Sinclair is MIA.
We're saying, I'm not going to say anything because she said not to.
Well, I mean, it was funny to sound like she was gone.
Listeners are concerned, Scott.
Yeah, well, she's in Las Vegas.
Aha. Well.
And not because she's being trafficked.
Las Vegas, Mississippi? Or which place?
The big Vegas.
Okay.
Vegas.
Vegas.
Right.
Everybody,
well, she's almost
down.
There.
You heard it.
Yeah.
She's fine.
She's off. They're out there vacationing somewhat.
Is it your custom to tell people where we go?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Especially when it sounds like a place we want to go.
Yeah.
Well,
but
I mean, she's, you know, he had a work trip, and he said, come with me. And she said, okay.
Okay.
She Which
said,
is sweet.
I can stay with y'all and do the show, or I can go to Las Vegas. I've never been to Las Vegas. Have y'all all been?
The airport.
You never been out and about?
Passing through, going other places.
Sky Rizzy.
I have never been to Vegas.
I've never been either. I would like to go and look around. But I was told that the streets, I mean, like, there's parts of it that are, like, really cool. Hey, you got to see that. And then there's a lot of, like, soliciting going on and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that would be my cup of tea.
Well, the strip and everything is real family-oriented now, since they ran the mob.
Is that what it is?
Well, they ran the mob off, so, you know.
You think they really did?
Well,
or did they just say, hey, look, we'll make a deal with you?
There's a new mob in town.
Okay.
Right.
So it's much more
It's
family.
The cleaner, nicer, kinder.
It's not the Godfather days anymore.
Exactly.
It's the kinder, gentler mob.
Yeah.
To use the Bush Sr. phrases.
They're a little more subtle, but they're every bit as effective.
Let's go to Red Top. Red Top has probably been there. Red Top, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
No, I will never go to Las Vegas. There's nothing there. It's a wimpy sex town. I've been to Amsterdam. Why would I go to Las Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's true. Who wants to go to that mediocre place?
Red light district.
The girls don't even strip nude in Las Vegas. Hell with that. I can go to Sodom and Gomorrah, Atlanta, Georgia to get that.
Okay, Red Top. Thank you. Keep your hand on the button there, Skyster.
I'm ready.
Okay.
You ain't got to worry about me. Now, let's talk about Friday and our discussion. You three guys against me. Yes?
I'm waiting on you to fill me in.
Y'all all kind of ganged up on Red Top Friday.
Yeah. Don't you remember?
I don't remember. Oh. That's old news.
Okay. I feel the odds were unfair. I think y'all need three more people.
I knew that was coming.
it was no mental challenge whatsoever. Damn, Nathan. You guys, please bring somebody in that makes it worth a worthwhile competition. Now, let's talk about something going on here in Montgomery at the state legislature. I got a lot of friends in the legislature. I found out some interesting information that Montgomery's ought to be very interested in.
Okay.
There's a bill going through the House right now that would put Stephen Reed in charge of the Montgomery Water Works.
Oh, no.
Also, the regional airport.
Oh, dear.
Yes, sir. And this is real. You fact check me all damn day long, and I know you do all the time because y'all got your finger on the button for Google so you can act intelligent.
You're right.
Also, the a very good chance it's going to be changed to Martin Luther King Jr. Airport. Now, okay, so
what's it called now? Is it just Montgomery International Airport?
Montgomery Regional Airport.
What happened to Danley Field? Whatever happened to that?
Yeah. Okay. And that wouldn't bother me so much because Martin Luther came here and they marched through and all that crap. If it makes some more money, I don't give a damn. But I don't like to see this weekend.
You're not going to make them any more money. They just like to change names. It'll be a cost.
Well, anyway. Now, next, Germany. I'm for
Germany.
America getting out of NATO. And I'll tell you why. As of April 6th, Germany just passed a law. It said anybody can change their sex and name anytime they want. All they got to do is fill out the document. This is for real, guys. This is bizarre. France only has 2 battalions in their whole army. So Europe has no intention of defending itself. Why should we defend them?
I'm completely with you, Red Top. You and I are in agreement.
So, you know, and that includes Ukraine. If Europe don't want to defend Ukraine, we don't need to get involved. It's their neighborhood, guys. Germany makes the most lethal autonomous weapons, tanks and all that stuff in history. They ain't sent a damn thing down there to whatever.
They didn't send some of their old tanks? I thought maybe they sent some of their old tanks.
Oh, well, the Tigers, it took them 2 years to get there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't need to be involved in Ukraine at all if nobody in Europe is going to support them. Also, if they have everybody changing their name. These people are not going to be fighting in Europe. This generation of 20 to 40s, they are not going to go to war and fight. They will just let people take them over because the guys who have balls are now giving them up. Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
That's true. Red Top was on a roll on that one. We could talk about Europe. Well, and that's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of the talking out of Washington, D.C. about Ukraine is that if we didn't fight in Ukraine, Vladimir Putin was going to take over, I don't remember what the names of these little places were, Moldova and some other places. And that's just like, this is our given. This is what we talk about. This is what we know.
Mm-hmm.
And why am I worried about that in Alabama? If the French and the Germans and the other European countries aren't worried about it, you know what I'm saying? One thing to act worry about it, but put your money where your mouth is. We'll be right there right after you do something about it.
Well, but here's the other thing that's going on at the same time, though, is that most of Europe is fighting back against World Economic Forum policies.
The people.
So the people are fighting back versus a government that doesn't have enough to gather a standing army or an effective military. And so you've got something wholly other going on over there that normally you wouldn't see. I mean, anytime they fight back, you're interested in why in the world are they fighting back. But they're, I mean, in France, bikers have taken over the capital.
Mm-hmm.
Even bikers are fighting back against World Economic Forum stuff. So,
you know, are you talking about peddlers or
like on motorcycles?
Okay.
They are fighting back. So I'm interested to see what happens because the governments of those countries are diabolical.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I see a lot of fight in the people, and this is one time in my life where I'm like, let's see what's going to happen there. I don't know. I mean, when was the last time you saw a European fight for anything? I'm sorry, but it's been a while.
They get pretty worked up if somebody
threatens
to take their vacation time.
Well, and now they're threatening to take away their ability to make money, and so now you see people fighting back. So it'll be interesting. I don't know. I really don't know.
We need to look. I had an article from Forbes about the French because, our military is in disarray. The European militaries are
very much in disarray.
In bad shape.
Yep.
I mean, they haven't had to do anything, so they're soft. We got to take a break. Professor Byron Democritus will be up on the other side. Greg Phillips is back. He won't be here long.
Did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Don't raise Andy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
One of the most classic and customizable options for your home is custom drapery. Drapes can dress up a space, create privacy, black out a room, and be combined with other window treatments for an impressive and polished space. Just Blinds in Prattville is your trusted local source for quality custom drapery. Just Blinds offers pleated drapery, panel drapery, grommet-style drapery, and drapery hardware. Ben here, inviting you to visit our showroom in Prattville or visit us online at gojustblinds.com.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet, storm-free pattern continues for now, and so do the above-normal temperatures, with lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s today, increasing clouds mild tonight, low 58, tomorrow's high 86, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. On Wednesday, we have a weak front approaching, but right now it looks like a dry front. We'll say mostly cloudy, high 83, and back to the mid-80s on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's go out to Professor Byron. Isn't it Byron P. usually?
It is Byron P.
P. Democritus.
I forgot the P.
From Contrarian University, one of the Ivy League schools. Professor, welcome to the program.
It's one of the kudzu.
It's the kudzu side, the poison Ivy League.
Mr. Beaton, can you hear me?
I can, Professor.
And I'm a Beth, who calls why, and I say this very endearingly and with well-meaning, the ultimate rescue ranger Greg Phillips, the coffee maker for Alabama Unfiltered Radio himself.
That is his official role here. Coffee maker.
Up top. You make good coffee.
Every 2 weeks, he comes in, says a few words, and makes some really good coffee. And we have followers over here that's got the day off because they follow Allison, and when she's not in, they've all flew to Las Vegas to take notes, to come get back with us. But the reason I'm calling is you put out the siren call for a viewpoint on sharecroppers from the liberal viewpoint there, Mr. Historian Easton.
Yes, sir.
And you know, we have got these three that we have gave scholarships to that are Republican conservatives, and we have a little problem because our school has always been Juneteenth. But now that we have these three, we've got to make it Jefferson Davis, but we have decided to make it Jefferson Davis Camel Day. And we want to now, we can't get the Birmingham Southern money anymore, y'all, because Democrat Devine is going to say if Birmingham Southern can't get it, none of them can, and they're just going to drop it. You know what I mean, man? So we've got to find a new way. So we've decided, you know, our land over here between the bus stop and Auburn was sharecropped. And we're going to use that sharecropping to get repetition in order to, you know, get our money that we so rightly deserve.
Now, yes, sir.
The reason I'm saying camels, if you look up your research, Jefferson Davis had some camels come over for surveying when Pierce was president. And these were used to bring the Contrarian University sharecroppers over. They helped them. It hit them. It made spies because they were on the boats when the British pulled over to see if there were any slaves on the boats. They hid them in a compartment, and all the things that a human could do, the camel could do. So it allowed our eventual sharecroppers to come over here to Contrarian University. So we're getting a camel, and we're putting it on a boat over here to signify that and to give our conservative Republicans over here with our liberal people something to celebrate on that great day and to bring forth our desire to get the money for sharecropper repetition. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Professor.
Wow.
Sharecropper reparations?
Yeah, sharecropper reparations or repetitions, depending.
Hey, depending on
but
which
if you're
one.
A Poison Ivy League, mm-hmm. a Poison Ivy League school, it's repetition.
It is. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, obviously.
So was it Jefferson Davis, the guy that ended up being president of the Confederacy, is he the one that recommended the U.S. Army Corps of Camels?
Yeah.
The Camel Corps?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
I'm sure. You know, that's what it was.
So what?
When they were down there at Old Cahaba.
Is that what it was?
Well, I mean, perhaps.
Let's see.
Have you been there, by the way?
To Old Cahaba?
Uh-huh.
I have not.
I want to go.
Yeah, it's cool.
I would really like to go.
In the spring of 1851, Jefferson Davis, a U.S. senator and future president of the Confederacy, proposed to import 50 African and Asian camels. The ship of the desert, he called them, into the American Southwest. Oh, National Geographic has a different kind of article.
What do they say?
The sinister reason.
Oh, good grief.
The sinister reason why, hold on, why camels were brought to the American Southwest was to, what are they, I'm guessing A, to give diseases to the Native Americans. No, that wasn't it.
What'd they say?
They're making me pay.
Oh, we're not going to pay, especially on tax day.
What the reason was. He wanted federal funding for his globe-trotting project, but he only got derision. For Davis, however, camels were no laughing matter. Nobody laughs at camels. Camels are legit. And as whimsical as his pet project may appear today, camels, in fact, belong to a dark chapter in American history when they were used as instruments of colonial conquest and slaveholding expansion.
Gosh, I'm glad you told me that.
He was right. He was rebuffed in 1851, but Davis continued advocating for his camel project. He argued that the animals would become a staple in military operations in the American Southwest, used by soldiers to hunt down indigenous people in the region, thus asserting U.S. control across the continent. Once safe passage could be secured from Texas to Southern California, he expected white Southerners to begin moving west in large numbers, bringing their slaves with them on the camels. Oh, no, that didn't say that, but that would make sense. Although he denied it, camels were part of... He denied it. Although he denied it, we know camels were part of his broader fantasies for the westward... it says extension, but...
Expansion
of slavery.
So Manifest Destiny is now... That's
Jefferson Davis's fault.
Okay, got it. All right.
Okay.
So what I can't figure out was the idea to bring camels... racist, or did somebody say, wait a minute, was that guy Jefferson Davis, is that the same guy that was president of the Confederacy? And somebody said, yes, indeed it was. And then they said, oh, well, I guess these were racist camels.
You know what? I know somebody
not
who...
Not racing camels, because that's totally, totally different thing.
Well, if Davis could have been racing camels, that would have been racist, too. Okay.
You know what? You know who would know the answer, whether or not they were racist camels or racing camels?
Who?
The person who went to Jeff Davis High School himself.
Yeah, you should know. You should defend. You went to Jeff Davis High School.
I went to Sydney Lanier.
You went to Sydney Lanier?
He was a racist.
That doesn't help me.
They were our arch enemy. I actually got arrested over there one time during the...
At Jeff Davis or at Sydney Lanier?
Yeah, I went to my... I was a kid.
You were a kid.
We were
playing against them that night.
Baseball or football?
Football. And decided that it would be a smart idea for three or four of us football players to go over and meet three or four of their football players.
Oh, and just have like a little...
On their campus.
Little argument.
Next thing I know, I was arrested, and yeah.
Well, you probably should have been.
My dad helped me get out of that, so I actually got to play that night, but one of the other guys did.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. So yeah. Were you...
I've always been this way, yes.
Okay. Little kid, all...
Always.
I want to fight you.
You know, but growing up in Montgomery, that's what we did, right? We fought. We'd meet up after football games. We'd meet up at Pizza Inn, and there was a field back behind the parking lot at Pizza Inn on the Southern Bypass in Montgomery.
Right.
And everybody would pull their cars up around and shine their lights, and somebody would call somebody else out, and there'd be a fight. And
yeah, but you weren't fighting with whips and chains and knives and stuff.
Or
when they were down, you didn't
just your fist.
You just didn't keep kicking them in the head until they were in a coma, did you?
Depends on how personal it was.
Okay, so if it was a real fight, you might.
That might happen.
Nobody would try to stop it.
Fighting was a thing.
Wow.
There was nothing else to do in Montgomery.
So you just settled it.
Drink beer and fight.
And then here's a question.
Thank God for God, because he saved me.
From all that.
Is it true that when men fight and get it over with, you're done?
Because they
say that women, we don't let things go.
Depends on the situation. So one time there was another fight behind Pizza Inn. I thought it was done.
Mm-hmm.
The following weekend, we played against that team in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
My first at bat, their pitcher hit me.
Oh.
So the kid that I fought was the first one up in the next inning.
Did you hit him?
In the head.
Yeah.
That was back in the day.
Did you have that kind of control? Or
I could throw
just...
baseball hard.
But you were aiming for his head?
No, I couldn't control anything, but it just happened to hit him.
We got to take a break. Kilroy will be up. We'll be back.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Craving authentic Italian? Every Friday and Saturday evening, Epicure and Jack's Tavern transforms into an Italian paradise. From homemade pasta to classic Italian specialties, let them transport you to Italy. Their executive chef, Glenn Tarantino, crafts every dish to perfection.
Discover a world of exquisite wines at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. From Lacrima to Camus, enjoy their full line of wines at below retail prices, perfect for dine-in or carry-out. Savor the flavors of top-tier wines without breaking the bank. Experience the wine wonderland at Epicure and Jack's Tavern.
Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric, 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back into the program, everybody. We are Alabama Unfiltered. I'm U.S. Shaver. Yes, ma'am.
I feel like that's a song Red Top probably loves.
What's it say?
Listen to the music.
Doobies. Oh, yeah. All the musicians.
Throwing that out there.
The Doobie Brothers. Did you know that doobie is a slang term for a marijuana cigarette?
No.
Yes.
And did you know they passed those around at their concert?
No.
Did they really?
Yes. And I didn't know what it was, so I dropped it on the ground and stepped on it. Thankfully, people at the Ohio Music Festival
you
that
said
I
it
attended,
looks like a roach.
I was like, huh, and I dropped it. They were not happy, but they were high, so they were only sort of upset. It was great.
She dropped the thing, man.
I was very young.
No way. She didn't. Nobody would do that, dude.
If you'd have been a guy, there would have been a fight.
Probably.
Probably.
She didn't know any better, dude. Let's go to Kilroy. Kilroy wants to weigh in on NATO. Kilroy, welcome to the program.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I know everybody's gotten back to isolationist views and this and that, and I'm not saying neither here nor there. Certainly not for putting troops on the ground in Ukraine or anything. But we've got a huge, huge base in the heart of Europe and there in Germany. And a lot of people talking about pulling them out, bringing them home, this and that. And I don't know if any of you are history buffs, but do you know how hard it was to get into Germany the last time? And the time before that? And if things really hit the fan again, wouldn't it be nice to have a good military presence there?
You know what, Kilroy, you make a good point. So you got Ramstein. I think we probably... I wonder if we can get us a base in Afghanistan.
We had one of those, actually.
Oh, yeah, we were stupid and gave that up, too. Yeah. Now, yeah, look, I'm as isolationist as anybody because I'm just tired of it. My personal policy would be, hey, look, we're going to have bases all over the world. We're not going to give those up. We're going to have our guys there. We're going to have our equipment there. And when someone says, why is that? And I would say, because we're not going to meddle in your affairs. But if you, how do I say this in French? If you screw with us,
we're already
you,
there.
You will wish you hadn't, because we're 15 minutes away everywhere.
Exactly.
That's what I would do.
You probably don't even have to stay in NATO. I bet Germany would still be like, look, we'd like to have you here too, just in case, just like if we had one in Afghanistan. We're not trying to rule them or anything. Just, you know, we're ready to go at a moment's notice anywhere in the world, whether it's Middle East, middle of Europe, South Pacific. Just be nice to already be there instead of having to fight your way in there the next time.
I agree.
Inevitably, it will come back around again.
Do we still have a base, a pretty big base in Iraq? I can't remember. I can't keep up with it.
I don't know. There used to be the green zone, but I haven't heard about it in years.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm for having American military bases all over the place and being able to reach out and touch someone quickly.
Yep.
Kilroy, you and I are on the same page. That's why they should put you and I in charge. Are you and me in charge?
100%.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for the call. Greg Phillips, you want to talk about the Congressional District 2?
Let's do it.
On the other side, we can start it up now. And people, during the long break, they can call their friends and family members and say, hey, you don't want to miss.
For those of you in the new Alabama 2nd Congressional District, your runoff is tomorrow.
For Republicans and Democrats.
Republicans and Democrats. They are expecting a very, very, very low turnout, less than 10%.
So if you care, either way, you actually can make a big impact by just showing up with your one vote.
And after the break, I'll give you a reason to care.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I'm intrigued.
I was going to say the Democrats vote on Wednesday, but that's how that guy got sent to prison, right?
Yeah, don't say.
And one of
Democrats
the radio guys in North Alabama got, somebody tried to charge them. I think it was
friend.
What's his name?
Dale?
Dale.
Is it Dale?
Yeah, Dale.
You know what? So we're saying
kerfuffle.
Don't vote like they did on Wednesday. Vote on Tuesday.
Tuesday is the election for both
Republicans. Y'all need to go get your friends, get your family, turn the radio on. You are not going to miss what is about to happen. You just don't miss it.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back on the other side.